For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Thursday, right? No, anyway. Ruskin and Sack Show. I'm just anxious. I want it to be Thursday. Blair, you all right?
Blair Cartwright,
my good friend, has volunteered to, I guess, risk his career to come in here. A very tanned Blair Cartwright.
Yes.
You look like you have been outside quite a bit.
I have been. I've been on the softball fields umpiring quite a bit.
Don't softball umpires have a mask?
Well, when you're behind the plate, but yeah, you'll still get a lot of sun. And then when you're on the bases, you'll get
you
a
look
lot
good.
Of sun.
I mean,
well,
you look like you've been island hopping and doing all sorts of other things.
Well, some of them, yeah. No, it's been good. It's been good.
You look good. Glad to see you. Blair will be here for the full 4 hours. If you don't know Blair, he's been, can I call you my mentor? We've known each other.
Would go that far?
Well, I've known you, 34 years?
God, has it been that long?
Yeah, it really has. It's been that long. I was a young man when I met you. Blair,
we were young once.
Yeah,
right?
we were very young once, working in TV, and we had hopes and dreams, and just get beaten down by the industry is what happened.
Yeah, we picked a great field to get in.
Exactly. Yes. DQ is here. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
But DQ, I am told that the stream is up and running.
I believe it is.
No, we don't have pictures, do we?
No.
Can we do that? Because they really need to see this tan.
The cameras?
Yeah, this is one of the great tans of all time.
Let me see.
Come on.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. And George Hamilton.
I mean, with the white goatee, okay. I mean, it's a terrific contrast.
Oh, Lord.
Let me see if I can control that.
All right, see if you can do that. So we have got a lot of things to get. We have a good show today. Yesterday was great. Mike Nabors was in here. We spent 45 minutes on his career as a Blockbuster GM.
Oh, he's the most interesting man in the world.
No question. No question. We talked. We finished off his Arkansas bingo card. We've got stuff today that we can get into. But where we start today?
Yes.
First, when DQ got the stream up and running, she just yells, "It works! It works!" And DQ came in this morning, and she looked a little tired. Looks like she'd been out late. You know, kind of. And DQ's. You know, she's a celebrity now, so she's out about town.
A young celebrity. Who can go out and recover.
And she looked a little tired this morning, and first thing she did was she sat down in a chair in the office and yawned, and I'm like, oh, what happened? She's like, I was out late last night. I'm like, you're in your mid-20s. I get it. It's part of it. She went and she's like, oh, I went and saw a movie. Oh, cool. What movie did you see, DQ?
I can't remember. Let me look up the name of it because
must have been a good movie.
No, no, no. It was not in English, so that's why. Tampopo.
Where did you see a non-English movie that was most likely in subtitles?
It was in subtitles. Thank God.
You know what?
At the theater?
No, it was.
Oh no! No!
I was gonna
say.
It was at this food truck.
At the food truck.
At a food truck that
10 people were in attendance. 4 of them worked for the food truck.
Wow.
It was fun.
It was fun. Now,
they're branching out.
Would you tell me what the subject of the movie was?
So basically, the movie was this man was teaching this woman who owned a restaurant the perfect way to make ramen so that she could own a successful ramen business.
Blair, if I came to you and I said, hey man, I saw this movie last night. It's about a guy who taught someone to make ramen.
I'm thinking I want to get in on the sequel to this movie. Yeah.
Will there be Top Ramen 2?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
But it was interesting. It was made in the 80s, so it kind of had that.
Oh, so it was ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Old
yeah.
movie effect. But also throughout the movie, there were just these scenes that were, the movie would cut to these scenes that had absolutely nothing to do with the movie itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to fill time.
Yeah, I mean you got to get to a certain number.
I don't know why it had to be an hour and 50 minutes and not an hour and a half.
An hour and 50?
Well, think about it, DQ. It's involving ramen, and you've got an hour 50 to kill.
How long does it take to make ramen?
Like
7 minutes?
So, five? Fun fact, in the movie, she worked on the time so that she could, you know, get her best ramen out, like, quickly. And she's supposed to have ramen made in the bowl and sitting in front of the customer in 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot of time to fill in the movie.
Texts are welcome at 866-285-4005.
Top 10 ramen movies. Yep.
I liked it.
This is the McLarty Daniel Hotline, and we would love to get your hot ramen takes as DQ spent her evening watching how to make ramen.
At a food truck.
Yeah.
Food truck serve ramen in celebration?
No, it's
what's the point?
It's a Vietnamese food truck.
What's the point of showing a movie on how to make ramen if you're not going to have ramen there when the movie's over?
Yeah, make it ramen night. You have a whole theme, a marketing campaign.
Well, they were selling their sandwiches. sold food.
Yeah, no,
it's
not that.
Ramen,
I get that.
But they don't make ramen.
I'm just out of curiosity. Oh. Was this like a projection movie?
Yeah.
What was it projected on? Please tell me a bed sheet.
It was a white sheet on the food on the back of the food truck. It was a lot of fun.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't a lot of fun. I just have this vision in my mind of what this looks
like. I wish I would have taken a photo. I didn't want to start taking
photos of everything and anything that is halfway interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't take a selfie while you were out there?
I didn't want to seem
What were people seated on that were viewing this?
No, you've got to take the photo so then you can tell, when you tell the story, you have visual aid.
So I was sitting in a lawn chair. There were some people sitting in like the folding, like metal folding chairs, which the movie wasn't that good. I would not sit in a metal folding chair for 2 hours for that. But I'd sit in a lawn chair.
Okay. Wow. Megan in Fort Smith is texting. I was looking at a ramen t-shirt earlier while looking at a Garfield t-shirt since today is his birthday, DQ. The superior cat.
The original orange cat is Heathcliff. So
the superior
I will
cat,
not be
Garfield.
Celebrating.
You're not celebrating Garfield's
birthday? I will
not birthday?
Be recognizing Garfield's birthday today.
Okay. Josiah says DQ has gone full Fayetteville hipster at this point.
I had a good time.
In Fayetteville, right?
Yeah.
Oh, of course it was. You think they're doing that in Springdale? No. Lowell? No. Rogers? No.
I had some,
absolutely
you know,
not.
Sour candy, definitely. And
well,
I was having a good
subtitle
time.
Movies I can see in
Did Denver. They have any sort of lawn games to play?
No, the movie started at 9, so it was kind of, you know, late start. Someone did bring a watermelon.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, they brought us out cut-up watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. DQ watched a movie about making ramen last night. You know,
hour 50.
I make fun of Ruskin for some of the documentaries he watches.
It was a little long for my taste, I'll say.
Yeah, this was a movie, not a documentary.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. It was a movie.
It was a movie.
Well, so
okay.
At the beginning.
Because I could see a documentary on making of ramen, but a movie.
At the beginning, I thought I had seen on, you know, you can see the runtime if you know, on the computer or whatever. I thought that it had said an hour and like 20 minutes or an hour and a half. Uh-huh. So I was, you know, it was getting about to be the almost hour and a half point. And I was like, okay, good. This movie's almost over. Because I was starting to get a little bored.
You were waning a little bit.
But then I looked it up on my phone. I Googled the runtime just to be sure. Hour and 54 minutes.
Hour and 54 minutes. Text flying in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Dan in Mount Ida says, we need to work on DQ's situational awareness. 100% I agree on that. DQ, BE wants to know if there was a photo booth.
No.
Mm. Ryan Prairie Grove would like to know, was there weed?
No.
was the smell in the air?
Yeah, was there a scent of weed? Abner suggesting for the sequel to the Top Ramen movie, she makes a perfect piece of toast.
Oh, yeah. In the broiler.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of this movie?
It was, I don't want to get it wrong, Tampopo. T-A-M-P-O-P-O.
Oh, well, Eater.com says it is one of the best food movies of all time. Loopy Noodling Fun.
Loopy Noodling
Fun? That was
fun?
The production
yes.
company.
For this was 2016.
How many bicycles were in the parking lot?
I saw one.
Beanies?
No beanies, it's summer.
Goatees?
No.
Okay, all right. That's where we begin today. Blair Cartwright is here. We have actual stuff we need to talk about. DQ is in her season of board games. We'll talk Ooh. About that.
Nice.
Yep, yep. Board games, what's that astrological thing? She's in the house of board games or something like that.
Like a Ouija board?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I don't like those.
Yeah, she doesn't like Ouija boards. Oh. You can call or text 866-285-4005 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. We will be right back. We got some news coming up. We're going to talk about some baseball and some other stuff. And maybe Tampopo 2 grilled cheese.
Oh. Oh. I could be that.
There it is.
I could teach the grilled cheese maker.
We'll be right back. It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
In our continuing effort to win favor with the university, we will now read only officially sanctioned news by the University of Arkansas Athletic Department. And if you're looking for officially sanctioned news at your newsstand, just look for the collegiate licensing sticker at the bottom of your favorite newspaper. Your news is brought to you by the good chair, because Zach's got to have a place to sit. Get a seat at get the good chair only at the Stadium Shop. Stop by and tell former GM of Hastings, Robert, that Joe Bonamassa sucks, and you want a seat in the good chair. Dave Van Horn's among nine athletes that will be entered into the University of Arkansas Sports Hall of Honor. Two questions. How is Dave not already in?
That was
How is Matt Jones
one.
Not already in?
Yeah.
Matt and Dave will join Raven Caldwell, Alex Collins, Matt Hemingway, Kareem Reed, Devin Wallace, David Walling, and Wendy Willits as inductees.
That's a strong class.
That's a very, very good class. That will take place September the 13th, right prior to the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and Trent Dilfer making their way to the Hill. Men's basketball team will take on Illinois December 22nd at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. That game was announced earlier this morning. Caleb Bell committed to the Razorback. Three defensive linemen in 3 days for Sam Pittman and his staff. Three-star out of Alpharetta, Georgia. His father, Kendrell Bell. You may know him, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
So it always comes back around that way. After one season, the Detroit Pistons have dismissed coach Monty Williams. They owe him $65 million.
Brilliant.
$65 million.
His agent is a genius.
Yeah, Monty will go do TV for a year. He knows what he's doing.
If he wants to.
I'd sit on my butt for a year. I know that. Yeah. DQ's got your Ruskin and Zach X polls.
Okay, the polls. Have you ever cut open a tube of toothpaste to use the last bit of it?
Yes.
No.
Yes. You've never done this?
No.
Oh, you do it if you... All right. If you do it in, if you do it in segments, you can make you can get like another week worth of toothpaste out of the inside of your toothpaste tube.
Really?
Yeah.
There's that much
left? Yeah, yeah.
There's that much like stuck to the sides. Yeah. It's also just because, you know, you start to run out of toothpaste and you think to yourself, okay, I need to get toothpaste. Then the next day happens, you don't get it. Same thing, same thought. And then the next day, you have to cut the tube because you've, you've forgotten.
That's right. And plus, rolling it up and pushing it, it hurts. It's easier just
it's
to snip
so
it.
Annoying.
Yeah, just snip it at the bottom, and then every day or two, you just snip off another little piece and you move up the tube. So you can last another week. Promise.
Hmm. Okay.
That's a hard yes for me.
Oh, 74% of people said no, they've never done that.
Whatever.
Is saying, I'll get gas in the morning the most annoying type of procrastination?
I don't know if it's annoying, but I do it all the time.
I would say it annoys me. I mean, I annoy myself about it, but but I hate getting gas after work.
Why?
Because I just want to go home. You know,
you make it sound like you know we're working like in a mine around here.
I know it's not bad, but you know, just I hate having to make a stop after work in between. Here in my house.
You need to make your gas stop more enjoyable and go inside and get a nice fountain drink while is pumping into the car.
Well, I usually only let myself drink like one soda a day. And by that time, I've already had a soda.
But treat yourself for pumping your own gas.
I don't want my head to
I mean, you're not filling up all that often, so go ahead. Ryan Prairie Grove said people living on $15 electric bills and potatoes cut toothpaste tubes. Got that right.
Okay, 66% of people said yes. How many times should you watch a movie before it can become your favorite? Only once, 2 to 4 times, 5 to 6, or you have to watch it more than 6 times?
If you watch it once and proclaim it your favorite movie, you either haven't watched movies or you're being a prisoner of the moment.
True. That's a good point.
Thank you. 2 to 4, I think, is quality viewing. You can determine.
Yeah. Ooh, I really agree with that prisoner of the moment thing.
It is.
Because there are a lot of movies
watch a movie and you're like, wow, that's really great. And then you go back, you watch it again. And you're like, okay, it's fine.
Do you watch a lot of movies more than once?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, girl goes out to a Top Ramen movie.
Well, that was the first time.
Are you going to watch that one again?
I probably won't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've had to watch all these really weird horror movies, and I don't think I'll watch those ever again.
Why are you doing
just
that?
Once. I like to watch movies.
And talk through. Did you talk through the ramen movie?
No, I was quiet.
Well, it's got subtitles. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Who would know?
But I because there were other people there. So.
Was this bring your own lawn chair?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
36% of people said 2 to 4 times. 26% of people said you have to watch it more than 6.
Ooh.
21% prisoner of the moment and say only once. And those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Go touch grass.
I love that. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show. Blair Cartwright is here. You can get in touch with us. You can call or text 866-285-4005. That is the McLarty Daniel hotline, and we got some news yesterday, some sad news.
There's a long drive way back in center field, way back, it is Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
That is, of course, the catch that Willie Mays made in the 1954 World Series, the over-the-shoulder catch. Everybody's seen it. It's one of the greatest catches, certainly in World Series history, maybe baseball history. But Willie Mays passed away at the age of 93 yesterday. And I know you're a big baseball guy. Easily top 5, top 10 for sure. It depends on your generation, I guess. Baseball player ever. One of my family's favorites. I'll get into that in just a second, but I was trying to put together like my all-time outfield. Willie Mays is probably my center fielder.
Oh, yeah.
Sam or Griffey. He's probably he was.
He's so good. You would move Griffey to left or right.
He was definitively the best center fielder of his generation.
Oh,
probably of all time.
Yeah,
and you know, we had Pistol was in here earlier. She had no idea who Willie Mays was. DQ, have you any concept of Willie Mays?
Yes.
Okay. Willie Mays is Hank Aaron. I will go to my grave telling you Hank Aaron's the best player that ever lived. Period. Not the most important. That's Babe Ruth. Best player that ever lived was Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron is like top five in every category that you could ever go through. So my family has a very odd tie to Willie Mays.
Okay.
Very, very. In my hands, I have a 1959 Topps number 464. This is the three-panel card of the catch.
And that's in good shape.
It's not in bad shape. This was my grandmother's card. I blame my grandmothers, both of them, for my sports fandom. My mom's mom was a big Red Sox fan, and she got me into this mess that I am currently in. My dad's mom, who was also the Willie Mays fan, got me into the Notre Dame thing. So my grandmother, she's like off the boat Irish. Mm-hmm. They got here in the 1920s, and she became a huge sports fan as a child. They lived in the Bronx, and they were huge. They didn't root for the Yankees because that was like everybody rooted for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. My grandmother latched onto the Giants, the New York Giants. She was a huge Giants fan, so much so that when she became an adult, married my grandfather, they moved. If you ever look at shots of the old Polo Grounds, you'll see these plus shaped apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They lived in those buildings.
No way. They moved
to one of those apartments in 1951 so that my grandmother could go to the Polo Grounds to watch the Giants play.
Wow.
And these are like, you know, the vintage Giants teams. Hated the Dodgers. We were not allowed to say Duke Snyder's name in our house. Like, not that me in the 1980s as a teenager was going to say Duke Snyder, but she hated Duke Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Willie Mays. So this card that I have in my hand, and DQ, is the video up or no?
No.
Okay, the card that I have in my hand, I've probably read the back of this card 10,000 times. I've had it read to me probably another 10,000 times. Wasn't a weekend that would go by that we'd go to my grandmother's. This card didn't come out, and my grandmother would tell us about Willie Mays. When the Giants moved to San Francisco, my grandmother, being I'm full-blooded Irish, wished them dead. We were not allowed to talk about the Giants. Now, Willie Mays was different. We were never allowed to talk badly about Willie Mays, but that is kind of my family's. My grandmother was the biggest Willie Mays fan ever. She knew everything about Willie Mays. I apparently met him a couple times. There were some photographs that she had taken with Willie back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But just absolutely huge Willie Mays fan. I grew up. I probably know more stupid facts about Willie Mays than I probably should.
That's okay. I mean, watching SportsCenter last night, and you know, they go over the numbers. The numbers are
mind-boggling.
Yeah, I mean, 24 consecutive All-Star games, and this is back when you actually had to earn your way to the All-Star game. You weren't selected because your team stunk, and they had to have a representative. I mean, 3,000 hits, over 600 home runs, and the guy was the best defensive player in center field.
Never played another position either. I mean, Hank Aaron eventually moved to first base as he got older. Willie was, I mean, into the 70s, you know, and that, you know, Willie with the Mets, you know, that's not how we remember
him.
Kind of sad. I mean, he was older,
but still
Willie Mays. But he, you know, when I heard that he had passed away, it was just after we got off the air last night. The first thing I did was I went and I grabbed my card and I read the back of it. And it's just an account of the catch of the 54 World Series.
And supposedly he has said that was not even one of his best four catches.
Oh, no. I'm sure but it was one of the biggest stage.
It was incredible. Yeah, well, it was the one, you know, television came in and you saw. And I was thinking about this morning driving around. Who now is even halfway comparable to Willie Mays and
Julio Rodriguez is probably the modern day equivalent with the Mariners. Great defensive center fielder. He's, you know, he can hit. I mean, he can hit 300. If I remember correctly, Willie was a 305 career hitter. You know, 600 home runs. I mean, he's in the top. I mean, he's in the every major category. He's right there with everybody you'd want to be with.
But you knew the fact that they played in that generation and radio and everything, and it helped enhance it in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then television came along, and he was one of those guys that you would stop what you were doing and pay attention to what was going on. And there's not very many players like that nowadays. He was the rare breed, obviously, and the oldest living Hall of Famer. But, I mean, just so few of those guys ever existed. But then he also, you know, he just inspired a whole generation. It was amazing.
And that World Series, the 54 World Series, was one of the first that was nationally televised. So everybody saw it. I mean, everybody saw, you know, Willie at the peak of his powers. And, you know, just 93 years old, you led a full life. I mean, you sad to see him go, but Willie was, I mean, he was everything you hoped he would be.
I heard a great story. At Halloween, he would hand out autographed baseballs to kids that were trick-or-treating. Can you imagine? Can you imagine as a kid, you got this baseball and then, you know, of course, everyone knew who he was, but it was like, I mean, can you imagine going trick or treating and go to this house and get an autograph baseball?
Willie Mays baseball? Ryan and Prairie Grove's pointing out Ronald Acuna. Acuna's a right fielder. Yeah. Different discipline, but yes, I mean, Acuna's a truly great player.
But not everybody knows him. Every baseball fan knew who Willie Mays was.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and they were down at Rickwood doing the documentary. I've gotten to go to Rickwood. It's a pretty amazing place. They should play the SEC tournament there one year.
Really?
I think that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Could it support it? It'd be a one-off. Okay. But it would be so cool, and it would be so much better than the Hoover Met, which is just a dump. But, I mean, the history. That's the great thing about baseball as opposed to other sports.
It's the only sport that still embraces their history.
Yes. But they're trying hard to kill it.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely trying very, very hard. They're doing their best.
It's sad.
So this sparked I have a group text with some buddies of mine that are Red Sox fans, and we were going back and forth. If you were going to, just off the top of your head, you're the best all-time outfield. He's your center fielder, right?
Oh, yes, easily. Okay. I mean, ahead of Ricky Henderson, who was phenomenal.
Well, Ricky was he's a left fielder by trade. Henderson was a left fielder.
I remember when he was in center.
But Griffey would be the only one that could do all the things that Willie Mays could do.
Another one that everybody knew who he was.
Yeah.
And you would watch. He was one of those guys, you know, like we said, that you would stop and watch to see what he did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Griffey'd go track a ball down in the gap, just like Willie. I mean, catch him over the shoulders. Edmonds was a really good, for your Cardinals fans, Edmonds was a really good defensive center fielder, but he was not the offensive threat.
You know, no. Just Willie was the original five-tool superstar. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah,
can you imagine how big he would be in this day and age with all the social media?
He'd be Mike Trout.
Oh, he'd be bigger than Mike Trout.
When healthy, of course.
When
healthy. But left field, Ted Williams, greatest left fielder of all time. Oh. Right field, and I will go to my grave telling you that the best player in the history of the game is Hank Aaron. He's your right fielder. That's your outfield. I won't accept anything less.
Yeah, it'd be hard to argue otherwise.
Cameron Hank, man. And if you haven't looked at Willie's numbers or Hank's numbers. Yeah.
Hank batted with his wrist in the wrong spot.
That's right.
From what they tell you to do. So, I mean, it's sad we're losing that generation, and that, I don't know.
Here's somebody saying, you know, Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle was great. Don't get me wrong, but he's not Willie Mays.
No.
I mean, you're talking five tools. The five tools, Willie had probably 12 tools. I mean, yes. He could literally do anything. And
24 All-Star games. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. For 24 years, he was selected, and back then, when did the fan voting start? Fan voting didn't start till after the fact, right?
Yep.
So you were selected by your peers.
Yeah, by your peers. And he
for
was
24 straight years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I feel like he gets a little underappreciated when you start talking about DiMaggio and he gets a little bit overshadowed, but people forget. And look, I never saw him play. He was retired before I was born, or at least conscious. Mythically, and from what, you know, my grandmother just absolutely loved Willie Mays. And she would tell me stories about going to the polo grounds and things Willie would do, tracking balls down in the gap, that kind of thing. I'm a Red Sox fan, but, you know, 24 for the Giants, it's all right with me.
Well, you think about the polo grounds, too, with the dimension.
Playing 7, center field there. Dead center.
I mean, that was probably the hardest place to play center field. And yet he was still the best at what he did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He is Blair Cartwright. I'm Zach. DQ's in there probably researching ramen noodles. We're going to get back to this this movie in a second because you hit me with a disturbing fact a second ago. You can call or text 866-285-4005 on the McLarty-Daniel hotline. DQ, Blair looked it up during the break. What's this movie called?
Tampopo.
Yes. Got 4 stars.
On IMDb. Yeah, I kid you not.
It's popular.
Well, I don't know if I would say it's popular. It was...
Well, people who watch it
7.9.
Like
yeah, it was...
What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
Ooh, there's a good question. Okay, here's the... it's a comedy. Yes. A truck driver stops at a small family-run noodle shop and decides to help its fledgling business. The story's intertwined with various vignettes about the relationship of love and food.
We're talking about ramen.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it has 100%, and the audience score is 93.
It sounds like a little more than How to Make Ramen.
This sounds like an art house flick.
Yeah,
well, that's what it hasn't gotten to like the regular people yet.
Well, it was made in like 1985.
Was it?
Yes.
Is there anybody in it that I would know?
It's Japanese.
I don't think so.
I've watched movies.
I don't think there's anyone in the cast you can even pronounce their name.
Is anybody from the cast still alive?
Oh, it won 6 awards.
Well, it's 40 years ago. It won 6 awards. Were any of them Oscars?
Awards. Top foreign film, according to the National Board of Review.
God.
Best foreign language film from the New York Film Critics Circle Awards.
Okay, we'll continue this discussion. Also, J-Lo stepped in it again. We're going to get DQ's opinion on that. Hey, Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick or striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Give him a call at 479-312-7369. That's 479-312-7369. And Joey is proud to sponsor the Ruskin and Zach podcast. We're going to talk about J-Lo. We've got some other things to get into, including the Chiefs moving out of Kansas.
Yeah.
We're going to get Blair, resident Chiefs fan. We'll talk about that. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show. It's Wednesday afternoon. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
In our continuing effort to win favor with the university, we will now read only officially sanctioned news by the University of Arkansas. Your news is brought to you by the Good Chair, because I had to have a place to sit. Get the Good Chair only at the Stadium Shop. Stop by, tell Robert Joe Bonamassa sucks, and you want a seat in the Good Chair. Arkansas baseball coach Dave Van Horn, 8 others, heading into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. He'll be joined by Raven Caldwell, linebacker, good one.
He was Washington. Phenomenal.
Alex Collins, Matt Hemingway, our own Matt Jones is going in. How Matt and Dave have not been put in is just absolutely mind-boggling.
Or even Raven Caldwell.
Kareem Reed, Devon Wallace, David Walling, and Wendy Willits will also go in at a ceremony on September the 13th. Men's basketball team, we haven't talked about this yet. Men's basketball team will take on Illinois December 22nd at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. That game was announced this morning. And Arkansas got another defensive lineman, this time Caleb Bell out of Alpharetta, Georgia. 6'3", 265, 3-star, according to On3. That's pretty much it. DQ, with your X polls.
Your Ruskin and Zach X Pulse. Have you ever cut open a tube of toothpaste to use the last bit of it?
Hell yeah.
75% of people said no.
You don't know what you're missing.
Is saying I'll get gas in the morning the most annoying type of procrastination? 64% of people like me say yes. And how many times should you watch a movie before it can become your favorite? 22% are, like you said, living in the moment. 25% say they need to watch it more than 6 times, but 37% say they only have to watch it 2 to 4 times. And those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Go touch grass.
I absolutely love that. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show. You can call or text 866-285-4005. That is the number you can call. You can text. Blair's here. DQ is here. And now you, just let's do the bona fides real quick. You are a lifelong Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yes.
You're a Royals fan?
Yeah, I became a Royals fan after the Naturals came.
Okay.
And I was a Rangers fan prior to that, so I just suffered.
It hasn't been great for you. The Royals are actually pretty good this year. They're the third spot of the all that talent finally came through. It's what they did when they won the World Series. They had their nice little run. It's run of talent. It all makes it to Wichita.
In between.
Right.
Yeah.
Every 15 years you're going to have something like this. But the state of Kansas is now making a serious run at moving the Chiefs and the Royals out to Kansas, out where the Speedway is, out where the soccer stadium is. And I forget the name of that lodge that's out there. Now, for Big Wolf, something like that. Out in that area, there's plenty of land out there. It's Kansas.
Yes.
And it's out near the airport. It's actually closer to the airport than where they are now. They're in Independence, right? Is that right? Independence?
Yes. Yes.
So
Truman Sports Complex.
Which is, the Chiefs have been there since the early 70s. The Royals, I mean, both of them played at Municipal Stadium and then moved to this
Truman
complex
Sports
in
complex.
The early 70s.
Yep.
So now I'm a yell at the clouds. I'm a traditionalist. I like my teams to stay. I understand that progress is needed. You go to Arrowhead a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is Arrowhead in need of major upgrades?
Not that I know of. Well, it's funny. The Royals started all this.
The Royals. I mean, Kauffman Stadium is nice.
They tried to say that the concrete, was cracking, and it would cost, what it would cost to repair Kauffman, they could build a new ballpark. And that's when John Sherman, who recently bought the Royals from the David Glass family, started talking about moving downtown. But it's funny because they were built at the same time. So the concrete at Kauffman's bad, but the concrete at Arrowhead's not. Well, that didn't make any sense. Frank White, who's the he's the Jackson County executive in charge of this. Yes, the former Royals second baseman,
okay.
Frank White, who also worked on a construction crew that helped build Kauffman Stadium.
Really? I didn't know
that. So
he's in their Hall of Honor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's this that whole backstory. Well, he's been against the refinance, against getting a new stadium for the Royals downtown because the county owns the sports complex. So, but it went to the ballot together, got voted down because everybody's like, well, the Royals, one, don't need a new stadium. Two, we like Kauffman. Three, the Royals couldn't ever say, this is where we're going to put the new stadium. They finally came out a month before this vote and said, oh, this is going to be the site. So it's just been disorganized.
The Oakland days.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally disorganization. Okay. So as a result of this, everyone voted against the Royals getting a new stadium. Well, as a result, now Kansas is coming in, and they're going to end up plucking away the Chiefs because everyone voted down the extension of the tax to build the Royals a new stadium. So they've said no to the Royals, but as a result, they're going to end up losing the Chiefs.
So
which
just
is insane.
To give you a little background on this, the Kansas legislature has okayed this. They put a hard cap of $1 billion on it.
Yeah,
and they're at 880 or something like that. The vote was 84-38 in the state house, 27-8 in the Senate. Now you've got the Kansas City area legislators complaining that now the Chiefs and Royals are using them for leverage. Mm-hmm. So here's my question. I Texas Stadium, I've been on the floor of Texas Stadium multiple times for NFL games. That place, when the Cowboys finally got out of there, it was flooding on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
They would spray the turf down and the water. It needed to be upgraded, and obviously AT&T Stadium is a complete upgrade.
Oh, it's a mecca.
I've never been in Arrowhead. I've been to Kauffman 10 dozen times. I've been there over 100 times. I love going to Kauffman.
And yeah,
they have renovated Kauffman several times to where it is a
same with legit, Arrowhead.
I mean, for the boutique ballparks that are going up in Major League Baseball, theirs is as good as any.
Sidelines are great.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my question is this: the Chiefs, does Arrowhead need upgrades, or is this one of these things the Chiefs just want all the cash and they want to go out to Kansas?
Well, originally the Chiefs said we were cool with Arrowhead. There's some renovations we want to make. And if the Royals are leaving, we'll take that. And they issued some drawings. They'll do some stuff and create like a title town like the Packers have where Kauffman is. So they would take it and kind of enhance it, make it like a Chiefs village and stuff.
Great.
But when the whole thing didn't pass, well, then that got wiped out. And then here comes Kansas, throwing money left and right at them. Be hard to turn down.
Okay, Chiefs fan. For convenience, getting to Kansas is a lot easier than getting in and out of Independence.
Well, it's just...
it's built for it.
I mean, yeah, it's in a perfect location. You can get out. They need to do some things with the parking.
Raytown Road sucks.
Yeah.
I've been stuck on that road for hours.
After the Dolphins playoff game, it was insane trying to get out of there. Getting in's not so bad because everybody's staggered.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody tries to get out at once... It is a fiasco. I'm sure it was. I heard it was a fiasco for the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh man, it was probably like an hour getting in.
Yeah,
just getting in there, and then like probably an hour leaving.
Yeah,
the parking lot.
Oh, it was crazy. It took us at least an hour and a half to get out after the Dolphins game, but that was good because we needed to thaw out. It'll be the same way in Kansas, but I don't know. Just the history of and what Arrowhead means, and as loud as it gets, you will lose that.
Oh, sure.
You will lose that in a big way building a dome stadium in Kansas. Now, I'm sure the NFL is going to say, we'll give you a Super Bowl. Because they had talked about
putting a roof over Arrowhead at one point.
And that was in the original design, was to have this rolling roof that would rotate between Kauffman and Arrowhead.
What?
Yeah. It was in the original plan, but because of cost, they cut it out. That was the first thing to go. That's why they're...
Wait a minute. A rolling roof over both... One roof.
One roof that would go back and forth.
I'd never heard that before.
Yeah. It was in the original plan. And that's why if you look at them, they're positioned the way they are. And then the roof thing would, stay in the middle. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just... the Chiefs were fine with Arrowhead, but now it's like Kansas wants to build you a new stadium.
Well, the Chiefs are feeling it right now.
Yeah.
Look, if you're going to ask, you do it when you're at the when you're at your pinnacle.
Which the Royals were not asked for their new stadium.
You can actually see the site the lines for the roof. It'd be very easy to do. You just roll it between the two of them.
Oh yeah, they talked about doing it. Yeah. It's fascinating. So it's so ironic that the venom to keep the Royals from getting a new stadium and making them stay in Kauffman is going to end up costing Missouri and Kansas City, Missouri, the Chiefs, because they're going to move to Kansas City, Kansas.
Which is where everybody, the racetrack's out there.
The racetrack's out there.
Kansas City plays out there.
Kansas is already impacted legislation to tax the pro athletes who play there, much like Missouri does too. And I saw the figure on how much they brought in. It was like $48 million, which is just, that's just mind boggling because you only have the Royals, the Blues, the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for pro sports in Missouri. So that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Patrick Mahomes is making tons of money. So it's just, I don't know. It's just, at what point can you imagine the Packers leaving Lambeau?
No. Well, they used to play three games at
in Milwaukee
Stadium.
But yeah, it's just like people up there in Kansas City that I talk to were pretty much resigned to the fact it's going to happen, whether they want it to or not.
Right.
But the question is, where do the Royals go? Because nobody really wants the Royals. Now, this thing, you know, Kansas is supposedly making an offer to the Royals. They don't really care if the Royals come or not. They want the Chiefs.
They want the Chiefs. Let's check in with Gary in Gravette on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Gary, what's going on?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just a couple of comments to your discussion going on. One, is it realistic to think that this group of Chiefs all-stars with Kelce, Mahomes, the whole group of them are going to be around by the time that they ever build the stadium in Kansas? So is it one of the things that might be a bargaining chip that may not be as big of an appeal?
Fair question.
Kind of an indicative of the NFL that was San Francisco is in name only. Their actual stadium's like 90 miles away from San Francisco. Yep. Mm-hmm. New Jersey's, you know, that's the home of the Jets and the Giants, both of them New York. Thoughts about that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Gary. Again, Gary calling in on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. Now, the New York, New Jersey thing, you're 6 miles from the Meadowlands, is 6 miles from downtown Manhattan.
Yeah. It was the only land available, too.
Right. Dr. K asked about the Red Sox ever leaving Fenway. That almost happened.
Yeah,
they almost knocked Fenway down. This is probably 20 years ago. They talked about knocking Fenway down, and cooler heads prevailed, and they renovated Fenway into what it is today. I don't think I've ever heard a discussion about the Cubs leaving Wrigley or anything like that. Baseball parks are different than NFL stadiums. NFL has to constantly be upgrading and adding luxury boxes and creating new revenue streams. Totally get that.
There was talk at one time of Wrigley when they added lights and there was an ordinance that prevented it. And there was some talk, well, you know, if you're not going to let us put in lights, then we'll go somewhere else. Like they played that card, but I don't know that they ever would have left.
Gary brought up a great point. I mean, like, this is one of those bargaining chips. By the time this gets settled now, in the article that we were reading, the lease on Arrowhead isn't up until and Kauffman isn't up until 2031.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, what year is this? 24. So we're talking about 7 years from now.
Yeah.
If they were able to strike a deal, you could start construction on that, in 3 or 4 years. You've got some time, so you could have the stadium ready in 2032 or whenever the first season they'd be eligible. You could have that thing ready to go.
Yeah. You'd have to break your lease with Jackson County, and that would be expensive. Mahomes might.
Kelce, definitely not.
Kelce's not.
Got a year or two left. Didn't he just sign
Andy Reid won't see the new stadium.
No.
And Kelce won't see it. Mahomes might, but he'd be the only one. Chris Jones won't see it.
No. The current crop,
but
superstars.
That's the chip.
Yeah, it is. But it's also a long-term play. I mean, Mahomes, it's the NFL's coming to Eastern Kansas City, Kansas. That's the play.
And the NFL will say.
And you know what's going to happen. You mentioned Lambeau. I mean, around Lambeau, there's a neighborhood. But around like Wrigley, there's an entire industry, Wrigleyville, mm-hmm. about, on a Cubs game day.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the Cubby Bear, you go to Murphy's Billy out Goat. In center field, the Billy Goat, you do all that stuff. And then you go to the game. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're banking on is,
new thing. Yeah.
Is to create the village around the stadium.
Which is why they were going to take work.
That's what the Cowboys did with Texas Live.
Well, and that was the question, too. Say the Royals go downtown. Who is going to pay for the demolition of Kauffman?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Chiefs had a plan. Well, they're going to put the little village right there. So it's an entertainment district, if you will. So I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of land out there by the Speedway, which is where they would put it.
It's Kansas. All they have is land.
Yeah.
I hate it because I'm a traditionalist and we're losing, everything that was familiar to me as a child is almost gone.
Well, yeah. I mean, we talk about baseball history. I mean, the Polo Grounds. Good Lord. I mean, who would not want to go to the Polo Grounds today and see a game?
Yeah, no. No.
No.
They did tear down Yankee Stadium, which, was kind of like they tore that down. I mean, that's a big deal.
That was a cathedral.
That was a cathedral. That was one of, the houses. If the Red Sox ever tore down Fenway, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Omaha tore down Rosenblatt.
Right? Tore down Rosenblatt. But look at what they built. This is a
It's not the same.
Rosenblatt is nothing better than a tricked up high school field. That's all it was.
No, but it had character and everybody who played
was there.
What is
character in a baseball stadium?
I don't know. It's just
rodents running through the press box. Yeah. The Coliseum in Oakland has character.
Well, it's like the when the British opens at St. Andrews. I mean, anybody who's anybody has walked those fairways.
I've walked those fairways.
Yes.
My name's in the book twice.
There you go. I mean, it's awesome experience. This is a real experience. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Mahomes may see it, but it's and of course, you know, everybody will tell you, well, it's going to bring all this money in. That's, you know, BS.
Not too. I mean, no, it will.
It's over. They overinflate the number, though.
You know, I've talked to Robert Mann enough about this, about, you know, game day, how game day affects, you know, his business.
Now, that part,
but,
yes.
But it's the same sort of deal. I mean, you're within proximity of the stadium, and you know, and we've been down there on game days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go down there on a Tuesday in the middle of the day, and there's nothing going on, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get there on a Saturday on a game day, and Robert's got 9,000 people in the store. Yeah. You know, yeah, I can understand how
well,
you know,
there is an impact, but they overstate what the impact is.
Yeah,
a lot of times. That. But that's part of the
charm selling of it, process. Man.
Well, that's selling.
It is selling. He is Blair Cartwright. DQ's in the booth, and this is the Ruskin and Zach Show. You can get
Did
us on
we
the
answer his question?
I think so.
Okay.
You can get us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. When we come back, we're going to do a little SEC report. We're going to talk about Omaha. We got a. I'd say it's a good game going on right now, but it's not. Who won the first? Who won the early one? Florida. Yeah, they
hammered.
Yeah, they hammered Kentucky. So,
will they score tonight? Probably not.
We're gonna find out. We'll talk about that and some other stuff coming up. It's Ruskin and Zach Show.
This is Ruskin and Zach.
Condolences. The bum's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
ESPN Arkansas and streaming on HitThatLine.com. You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Five o'clock. DQ is back in the control room. We are ready to go, right?
Yes.
All right. This is your drive home. It's powered by Mr. Spark.
Need a licensed electrician to service your home? Give us a jingle or just use this one.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
For local pros, call Mr. Sparky.
I like having access to all of my clothes.
Hi, DQ. How are you?
I'm good.
How's traffic?
I saw it getting bad, but we got out of it just in time.
All right. Nice. DQ is back. Now, would you prefer to go first or second this segment? Would you rather do your thoughts now? Or
I'll do them now.
You want to do your thoughts now? Okay, coming up, DQ's going to do her thoughts. And what are we discussing?
Critiquing.
Okay, critiquing. After that, we have a little game we're going to try out. I've got a $25 gift card to Twin Peaks. If you are a super fan and can answer 3 out of 5 questions, we'll send you a gift card.
No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever. All right. So now, I guess, without further ado, let's go to DQ, who has her thoughts for the week.
I'll wait for you to.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Get the music.
Where is it?
Oh,
I got it. Nope, that's not it. Hold on. There it is. Got it.
Okay.
Took a second.
So I started thinking about this last night when someone came up to me.
At the ramen show?
It was at this movie.
Okay.
Someone came up to me and was like, hey, I just started a food review Instagram account.
Really?
Would you follow it? And I was like, I guess. And they were like, oh, but I'll follow you back. And I don't want you to follow me back. I'll follow you.
Little known fact, DQ does not want followers.
You don't follow me back.
Which platform?
Instagram.
Okay.
The gram.
It was on Instagram. One, this guy had no posts. He had not reviewed any food. And apparently he had been telling people like, oh yeah, I'll follow you back because I heard him do this to a couple of the other people that were there. He hadn't followed anyone back on this account.
So let me see if I've got this straight. Guy starts an Instagram account.
Yeah.
And doesn't do any of the reviews.
Well,
makes a bunch of promises.
Kind of seems.
Did I get that right? Go ahead.
Kind of seems like this Instagram account was like just created last night.
At the ramen show.
Oh.
Probably at the ramen. Maybe the ramen.
The pre-party or the after-party?
The pre.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it inspired it or something. Anyway, that doesn't matter. But anyway, he had said he wanted to start a food review account, which is kind of popular. You know, people start like pet Instagrams or they review, you know, niche things like the U of A bathrooms or, you know, something like that.
What?
Yeah.
There is a...
Yeah, UARC bathrooms.
On Instagram?
I think that one is on Twitter.
It's the end of the world.
DQ, I don't want to derail you, but I have to know. What could they possibly review in a bathroom?
See what's going on in the bathroom.
All right, go on.
To see what the bathroom. You know, they'll post. Well, sometimes because I think pretty much
it goes on in the bathroom.
I think pretty much every bathroom has been
reviewed.
So they'll post whoever runs it. I think the funniest thing, I'm off topic, but the funniest thing is that I think this Twitter account has been passed down. Like original person graduated.
It's a generational deal.
I think it was passed to someone.
Okay.
But I think now they'll post a photo and like, guess what bathroom I'm in? And the comments are, you know, trying to pinpoint the bathroom. But anyway, I was starting to think about it. I don't think, you know, because people say all the time that I'm very critical of things, but I don't think I could do that professionally. I don't think I could be a critic.
You're not
a professional.
You're not critical. Judgy.
Well, couldn't you say that critics are judgy?
Well, some of your judgments are based off nothing more than your personal dislikes.
See, that's the problem I think I would have, is I have an absolute bias against everything. I would never be able to take that out.
Right.
And I just don't think I appreciate and love, you know, like, I really like to watch movies, but I like to watch the movies I like.
You like.
And I don't know how to, you know, review them in a way that shows... unbiasedness? Is that a word?
Sure. Why not? Look, if Ty can get away with some of the stuff that he does, fire away.
Like, I don't appreciate film or how a director films a movie enough to critique. Do you have the Twitter?
Yeah, we're looking at it now. Hacker has texted and he says the best bathroom on that campus is the fourth floor of the architecture building and second place is not even close.
I'd have to disagree.
I like, not affiliated with UARC. Rating UARC's women's bathrooms since November 2018.
Yeah.
I also have quality content.
It's great.
Wow. We'll be following that.
But, yeah, it's just, and you know, food, I definitely don't appreciate food in the way that it should be reviewed. Because, you know, people go, you go to restaurants and review, you know, dinner places.
Sure.
But I never finish my meal. But like I could be I think I could be a snack reviewer. Like I love snacks. But dinner, I just don't think I appreciate food. And you know, stuff like that. I don't appreciate these things enough to want to know that I can professionally review them. But I think people think they could be a critic.
Do you think you could be a field reporter for UARC bathrooms? A stringer.
Maybe.
Okay.
If they'll let me.
A freelancer.
They'll let me onto their account. I love that account. I think I've been following it since I was a freshman in college.
Wow. Shout out. What's it called?
UARC Bathrooms Graduation Era.
No, it's only.
@UARC_bathrooms.
But it's only women's bathrooms.
Yeah. Well,
so that doesn't do me any good.
No. Yeah. It doesn't.
Title IX violation.
Yeah, I think so. There's got to be.
It's not affiliated with the university.
But there has to be. There has to be a yin to the yang.
Well, there's like UARC squirrels and all of that stuff. But I was thinking, you know, because people think they can be reviewers of things, like this food review guy. But you can't, you know?
Well, he hasn't reviewed anything.
Well,
how do
we
know?
He hasn't reviewed anything. But you have to be a professional, because you see all these Instagram accounts of, oh, I want to be a reviewer of stuff. And they're just like, oh, I thought this place was good. And that's the only depth they have to it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Blair absolutely fascinated with the UR
they have
bathroom
some,
review. I'm not seeing anything about bathrooms.
Well,
so it's all
their content bought. Still, I think, is good. Their thoughts.
Oh, wait a minute. So it's not a Twitter
it's
page.
It's not primarily.
Then what
anymore.
Are we doing?
Anymore. Yeah. They haven't built a new bathroom since they put in the new Student Success Center.
What is that?
It's this building right next to Memorial. It has a quesadilla place in it.
Oh, my God.
And another Starbucks.
Oh. Blair, did you have any of this stuff when you went to A-State?
No.
Me neither.
I don't think they tore down Peabody, but I think it's right behind Peabody.
Spent some time at Peabody.
Or they may have torn that building down. I can't remember.
Peabody, good memories. Good memories. Okay.
It's crazy.
But
thank you.
Yeah. The best bathrooms, you guys haven't been in the Mullins.
No.
They built these new bathrooms that are like really.
The library always.
Really
always
private.
Well, sure. Nobody goes
well,
there.
There's exactly. These ones that are really, really private. And like one,
like,
wait, one
wait a
stall.
Wait, you
how
mean
is
two
a bathroom really, really private?
I mean, you can say they're private. You can say they're really private, but you said they're really, really
it's,
private.
It's,
what,
you
get
know,
a
it's,
reservation?
It's
or?
Far away from where people are sitting. And, you know, they're one bathroom with a whole door. They're nice.
So like a single?
Yes. A single. But
a single bathroom?
Yes.
Oh.
But it's nice.
Okay.
No wonder tuition went up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez,
the new library
thanks.
Expansion is
thank you, Board of Trustees.
Pretty nice.
You send your kids over to use all the bathrooms.
But also,
exactly. They're darn sure going to use them now.
Underrated bathroom is in the basement of the, I think it's called the agriculture building. There used to be, apparently, no women's restrooms in this building, because it's that old.
It's a sexist building,
really.
But so it's like separate. It's separate from everything else, and there's two doors that separate, like the sink and the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just my personal preference.
All right, so you're not going to be critiquing anything anytime soon.
I don't think I could do it professionally.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
I think people. Have the idea that they can do stuff like that professionally.
You have to know
can't.
How to get your point across without being mean.
Yeah,
there
I definitely couldn't not be mean.
Well, okay.
In this day and age, everybody's just mean.
Everybody's just mean.
I mean, that's what social media is, right?
Absolutely.
What was this what guy's end game? Was saying...
I don't know.
He had
he requested to follow me, but I was like, you do not have to follow me. Don't.
At the Robin
I will
show.
Not accept it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a weird place to solicit follows, the Ramen Show.
It was.
I don't know. Thank you, DQ.
You're welcome.
All right.
I think he was trying to get your number.
Did it get? Well, I don't think so, because I was. No.
They were watching a movie on a bedsheet. I don't think so.
Well.
All right, let's do this. I've been waiting to do this for about 2 weeks now. All right, so we're going to play a little game. This is the Ruskin and Zach Superfan game. I have a $25 gift card to Twin Peaks in my pocket, which I am willing to give away. DQ, when they call in and they get it right, you have to get 3 out of 5, and you have to call. You can't, you text,
no
is text doesn't count. You have to call in 866-285-4005. First one to get 3 out of 5 right gets a gift card. Pretty simple, right?
And a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
I didn't think this all the way through. I just want to see if this will work. I just need a contestant to call in and take on, you know, the 5 questions. I'll make them easy.
And no phone a friend.
No phone a friend. You got to do it on your own.
Yeah.
I'll give you a sample of what one of our questions. Okay. In the studio, there is a commemorative candle of which former Razorbacks head coach?
Oh, that's easy.
Well, it's right there. Okay. I mean, these are simple questions.
Yes.
There are a couple in here that are difficult. You have to get 3 out of 5 in order to win the big prize. DQ, are we ready to roll in there? DQ? she's busy.
She's on the phone.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll get to that in just a second.
It's the FCC calling.
Yeah, all right. I forgot the phone. Yeah. I'm letting go. I forgot the phones light up when we do this stuff. And we'll do this again if this works.
Sucking. He asked people to call in.
I know.
And the phones light up.
You know, I was talking.
Jeez. How
I was talking to somebody
happen?
The other day. I'm just like, I never assume anybody's listening, but dang it.
You people are listening.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. DQ, can I steal this real quick from you? Let's go to Ricky in Boonville. Ricky, are you ready to try the Ruskin and Zach super fan game?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, the rules are very simple. I'm going to give you five chances to get three questions right. If you do, I've got a $25 gift card to Twin Peaks sitting in my pocket that I will send to you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's start. Let's throw up an easy one. What is the Ruskin and Zach show safe word? There are a bunch of people right now going, I know.
DQ, I don't know.
All right, we're 0 for 1. That's a tough one. What is DQ's favorite flower?
Lily.
All right, we're 0 for 2. All right, I got to give you a softball here. Yeah. Who keeps the show Brian in Ozark free?
I guess Ruskin and Zach.
Oh, Ricky, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. All right, so we'll be moving on. Thank you again, Ricky. We'll try another time. Let's go to Robert in Spiro, Oklahoma. Robert, are you ready to try the Ruskin and Zach super fan game?
Yeah, I hope they're better than those questions.
Oh, you want tough ones?
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay. Let's start with this one. Kenny and Elkins' legendary fart story was set in motion by eating lunch at what restaurant?
I don't remember. I remember the fart story.
Okay, we're 0 for 1. I thought that one was an easy one. All right, let me see if I can. Who coined the phrase "think of the recruits"?
DQ.
All right, we're 0 for 2. I didn't think this was going to be this difficult. I know. Okay, I'll ask you this one. What is the Ruskin and Zach show safe word?
I'm out.
All right. Thank you, Robert and Spyro. DQ, I did not think these were that difficult.
People are listening, but they're not listening to the show, no. Unfortunately.
Go ahead, DQ. Who do we have on three? C-Man. All right. Let's go to C-Man. C-Man, are you ready to try the Ruskin and Zach super fan?
Why? Sure. Why not?
Okay. What is the name of the youth basketball team that DQ coached?
Well, Elkins B Squad.
All right, we got one. All right, C-Man, let's see if we can get. We're rolling now. Okay, which happened first, the debut of the Ruskin and Zach show or the launch of Disney Plus?
I'm thinking you guys show the Ruskin and Zach show.
Absolutely, it did. We debuted on March the 11th of 2019. Disney Plus came along November the 12th of 2019.
It was actually the inspiration for Disney Plus, was it not?
I think it was, yeah. What was the name of the baby that I signed?
That's a hard one.
That was in Harrison.
It was.
Baby. I'm going to say Mary.
All right, that's all right. That's okay. You're 2 out of 3 at this point.
I knew where it was.
The baby did have a name, though, right?
All right.
What was the baby's name?
Oh. No, I'm not going to tell you. Can you name one of the illnesses mentioned in the Pittman Show song?
Insomnia? No.
Oh, man. We're now in game 5.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Can I answer the old question?
No, absolutely not. We got to keep this game moving along. Got to keep moving this thing along. Let's see here.
Upgraded.
Which former intern is now an executive with a minor league baseball team?
That's Lurch.
All right, we got ourselves
a winner.
That's what I'm talking about. And now, DQ, if you will put him on hold, get his name and all the information, we're good to go. So congratulations. That's the first swing at the Ruskin and Zach Superfan game.
Started off rough, but and ended well.
I thought those questions, the original questions, were easy.
It almost sounded like he was looking at a Wikipedia page for the show trying to find the answers.
All right, so you guys want to know the answers to the questions that we got wrong?
Yes.
Who coined the phrase, think of the recruits? That was Jerry and Alma.
Okay.
Yeah. The legendary fart story was set in motion by eating lunch at Pizza Hut. Let's see here. Who keeps the show in Brian and Ozark free? Of course, it's Cards Recycling.
Oh.
They keep us, Brian and Ozark, free. DQ's favorite flower is the tulip. That's the only one that DQ also failed on a lot of these, but she did okay. The baby's name that I signed was Felix.
Wow. I would not have picked a name Felix for Harrison.
One of the, I guess we can do it this way. What were the illnesses? One of the illnesses named in the Pittman Show song. I thought this was an absolute goulet up. DQ, can you pump that up, please? Nah, never mind. She's talking to talking to C-Man, getting some information. But it would have been lupus, dementia. Ooh, it's gonna get you.
Yeah. We'll be hearing that song soon.
Oh.
70-something days, right?
We do have a brand new Pittman song that will come out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh. This is going to be a yearly
new
deal.
Season, new year, new song.
It's themed. Last year, you know, we were making fun of all the old people that go to the Pittman Show song or go to the Pittman Show. And this year, it will be nothing short of a Southern Tent revival. So that's how. That's where we're going to go with that. We'll debut that.
Hard rock and Southern rock, maybe?
You never know. You never know what we're going to do. I've spoken to Reverend Tanner. He has assembled the heretics, and we are about to go do all of this stuff. Nice. So, yeah. Did I get all of them here?
Make the crowd a little edgier.
Yeah.
The Pittman Show.
The intern who's now running a minor league baseball team, that is, of course, Lurch. And, yeah. So there we go. That's the first go around. We will get the card out. Nice. We'll do it again. I've got a bunch of these questions, and we'll try this again. He is Blair Cartwright. DQ's in there. DQ, you still on the phone? Okay. No.
Not on the phone.
Okay, good. All right. I can only see the top of her head, so I'm not 100% sure what.
Oh, you have the blocked view, don't you?
Yeah, I do. All right. Ryan and Prairie Grove's texting. You signed Felix. Yes, absolutely. I did.
You just said that. Come on.
Yeah, I'm reading text. Thank you for hosting. I was on hold when the winner got the correct answer. I'll keep an ear out for these. Okay. Yeah, we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Abner was kind enough to send us a bunch of questions. I just wanted to run through it, see if it worked, offer up a prize, and see if anybody would take advantage of it. So Abner Pine Ridge pointing out that people are yelling at their radios right now. That was probably true. Yeah, a good question from Bob and Branson. What time does the show start? Oh, I forgot to mention the safe word. Guys, the answer to what time does the show start? 2. Why are y'all looking at me like you didn't know?
I thought you were asking him.
No, I'm asking you.
2.
I thought
2.
You knew what time the show starts.
I did. I was confused with the question.
Answer to the safe word is dirigible.
Dirigible?
That is a DQ. Were you here for the origin of that?
Yes. I was.
We were discussing safe words.
Dirigible
is the show's safe word. That is correct. Anytime anybody's upset with something that we're talking about or it's too much, they just text in or call in dirigible. And
it only works on this show, though.
That is correct. Yeah, okay. It doesn't. I don't know that dirigible would stop the rush or halftime from doing anything. But here's DQ. You'll be happy with this one. Text around the 870 says, I work with Kenny. Your dad's becoming quite a celebrity.
That's too bad.
Okay.
Or not because he's bad. I hate that he works with someone who knows that story.
I think your dad secretly enjoys it.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? All right. Abner says he's working on more questions, so we'll do it. Good point. Ryan and Prairie Grove, we used to have this thing during the pandemic where we would ask DQ what day it was because they all sort of ran together, what time it was. And you play the whole sounder thing, and we'll do it again. I promise.
And you were the only show that kept going. Everybody else took off.
Yeah. I went back.
You filled the void.
I went back one day and started looking through some of our, like, basically from the day that it was canceled till, like, August when the World Series started, things that we were talking about on the internet. You know, the biggest thing we did was the Who Do You Want to Quarantine With bracket, which was a lot of fun.
Who won that?
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
DQ was upset with some of the selections. In the Who Do You Want to Quarantine With bracket.
There were like 50 women on there and 8 men. And 4 of the men were political figures, and 4 of them were Arkansas coaches.
As I said, DQ was upset with some of the choices. Now, there were a couple of the men DQ that made it to the Sweet 16. I still have the bracket.
That's recency bias.
Is it?
Because Musselman, I think, was the only one that made it.
I think so. Preston says Alexandria Daddario should have won. I agree. Wholeheartedly agree, but she did not. And eventually, I think we'll do it again. Hacker wants to know, who is the show historian? Well, BE got fired, and I think Abner's taken over. So I believe they've exchanged notes. So
this podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.